producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to go to some of your calls right now. Let's go to Matt in FEMA Region 6 about the Oregon standoff. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, how's it going? I just had some information about Alex had said something the other day that kind of tipped me off. I'm sure everybody's been watching the Oregon standoff since it happened. Just like all of the major events like that that happen, I was pretty much glued to every live stream source that I could get. And during that time frame, I became aware of a guy that was down there live streaming pretty much every day. And then, you know, I started to think, wow, he's kind of putting out stuff that I wouldn't put if I was in that operation. But, you know, hey, freedom of press. Well, started doing some more research onto it, especially in the coming days of this last week. And Alex had specifically said something that tipped me off on the show. And I believe it was last Monday, I think. He had said something along the lines of, you know, when you have military type situation and, you know, all your things start not working out right, you start to wonder, hey, you know, maybe there's a mole, if you will. But further than that, it always comes down to the communications guy, is what he said. And that makes a lot of sense. And I didn't think much about it at the time when he said that, but then later that night started to come across information that solved that riddle, because the guy that I was talking about, I'll just go ahead and name him. I hate to give him any sort of airtime at all.
Yeah, I wouldn't make any claims about anybody directly, publicly. And look, you know, everybody can draw their own conclusions about this. I'm just concerned. I'm concerned about what happened to Lavoie Finicum. And I'm concerned that this has become a situation where they've allowed, it's been a PR disaster, where they have allowed the mainstream media to get away with what they're always going to do. They're always going to portray them as a bunch of yahoos and clowns and everything, but then they reinforce that by doing these sumo wrestler videos and so forth and so on. And now with this roadblock and the killing of Lavoie Finicum, they have now been able to successfully say, well, look, they're dangerous. Who shot? The only people who had any guns that were used were the law enforcement that were there. Now we've got these few yahoos that are left up there. They're going to basically trash that area, and they're going to perhaps go out violently, and that's all that anybody's going to remember about this. They were on their way to a meeting to meet with 400 people and the sheriff in the adjacent county to talk about what could be done about the oppressive policies of the federal government's quote-unquote land management. And we've talked about that in depth. I've got another report that's going to be coming out with a guy who was in the logging industry. That is the fundamental problem right there. And the way that the overbearing excessive use of force by the federal government against people that were in the Bundy area ranch, that were against people there in that area, the Hammonds. But I think the fundamental mistake that the Bundy family made was going out of their area. We understand that if we're going to fight the federal government, I think they understand that too. It is a local fight. They should have kept that fight local. They should have kept it in Nevada. They should have kept it in Utah, where the neighbor knows neighbor and they can stand together and they know each other, who they are, instead of going to a new area and allowing their unknown status to be used by the press, by the federal government, to make people feel fearful of them. They were peaceful. I just saw this on Facebook today. Somebody sent this to me from someone's Facebook account. Barbara Davis says, well, Lavoie Finicum's body is home now. I'm absolutely sickened. It was shot 9 times. And we had the FBI agent said, well, you know, how many times did you guys shoot at Lavoie and the car? Oh, I would say it's in single digits. Well, they shot Lavoie 9 times. There will be no open casket. The FBI shot him in the face. Right after it happened, I put out a call for the serial number off the 9mm gun, the pistol the FBI claims that he had in his pocket. The Pacific Patriots Network just sent me an email back. The 9mm came back stolen 2 years ago. The FBI planted the gun on him, serial number 54119868. You need to look that up. He had his own gun. Lavoie Fennecombe is not the kind of guy who would be going around in black markets buying an illegal gun. He had perfectly good rights to own his own gun. He left his own gun back at the refuge center. So that looks very suspicious to me. There's another riddle here, and that's the riddle of the riddled car. Why won't they show us the number of shots in that car? We'll be right back.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, lesson number one in relationships, send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. The pros at Pro Flowers will help you deliver at Valentine's Day. And right now, you can get her one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for just $19.99. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for just $19.99. Let the pros help you win this Valentine's Day. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9999. That's proflowers.com, secret code 9999.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I love my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Amen. Last night at 10:30, that baby of mine.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host for this fourth hour. We're going to be joined at the bottom of the hour by Richard Reeves, our correspondent from the Iowa caucuses last night when we had our live election coverage. Of course, Richard is going to be going to New Hampshire as well to cover in the next week. He's going to be there as that vote is being taken and also the lead up to that. But we want to talk to him and get some of his direct impressions of what happened there. We're going to be going to your phone calls here in just a moment. Anne, Brad, Tommy, Gara, hang on there. I'm going to get to you in just one moment. I wanted to finish up with what I was saying about the situation in the Oregon standoff. Joe Biggs and I were there at the end of last week reporting on what was going on. There was an excellent video that went up, and of course I cut my own video looking at analyzing what the FBI had put out along with their commentary about it. The fact that they would give us such incredibly low-resolution video shot from above as they're circling around. Many times it was obscured by trees. There was absolutely no sound. They have cameras over everything. You can see that feed right there as they're looking at it. They have cameras on all their cars. They have cameras on their person. You know that with law enforcement, right? Nevertheless, they give us this incredibly low-res video, so we can't really see what's going on with any detail. Now, one of the things that happened as they were doing this, if you guys can back that up just a little bit, as they were doing this, of course, there's the shooting of LaVoie, as he's coming up to that roadblock, we have another article that's on InfoWars.com. We have a retired law enforcement officer talk about this. As you can see, when he came up there to that roadblock, they have created what this retired law enforcement officer said was a deadly roadblock. He said, whenever you put cars in the road and you give the person who is a fleeing occupant, the only alternative is to hit those cars or to go off the road in a dangerous way at a high speed. You're using deadly force. He says you cannot create the exigency, the urgency, if the person that you are following is a known person. They knew exactly who these guys were. They've been following them airily probably since they left the refuge. They were on their way, by the way, to talk to people. The local community was not afraid of them. There were 400 people who had showed up at that meeting. The sheriff, the local sheriff, was set to speak at that meeting. Somebody who has been sympathetic, very sympathetic to the needs of the local community in terms of natural resource management, trying to work with this overbearing federal government to find a way that these people cannot be driven completely into a third world economy. And they have massive unemployment in this area, probably 50% unemployment in this area based on the person that we were talking to. They've put out the logging industry that was so vital there. They have put them out of business. All but one of the milling companies has been closed because the federal government would not even allow them to cut the standing deadwood. They had a massive fire last summer because of that policy. And they won't even let them cut down many of the dead trees that have been burned. If they're over 21 inches, they can't even cut down those trees. So those trees will become fuel for further fires because they would rather have this place burned down than to allow these people to earn a living. So that's one aspect of it. That was the peaceful aspect that the Bundys and Lavoie Finicum were trying to talk about. And now we have another shooting by the police, excessive use of force. Many of us look at this and believe that that was absolutely unnecessary. And just as we investigate the shootings in urban areas, we should investigate this. But isn't it interesting that we always have the people, if you're opposed to what these people are saying or doing politically, or you don't have any sympathy for that group, you're immediately going to side with the government and say they should be killed. I am absolutely disgusted by the liberals who are calling for a violent resolution to this issue all along and are cheerleading this and are calling for even more violence in this area. Now, what the police officer said, beside the fact that you cannot use deadly force if you know that these people are not violent fleeing felons. They knew who they were. They knew exactly where they were going. That's why they set that roadblock up there. That's why they did it in a place where they had no cell phone coverage. They should not have been using deadly force. And that comes even before the discussion as to whether or not Lavoie Finicum was trying to reach into or under his coat to try to get a weapon that may or may not have been there. Now, there's some other interesting things that this retired police officer points out that I didn't know, didn't think about because I'm not a police officer. He says, when you look at this shooting, you see the one officer who runs out of the roadblock with the gun pointed out at Lavoie Finicum, he leaves cover. He breaks cover. And he breaks cover and gets behind this car that is supposedly so dangerous that they're going to use lethal force to stop it. And so he gets out there and breaks cover. He's behind the car that supposedly is such a threat to them, exposing himself to being shot by them. Right there. Hold it right there. See, he's standing right there behind the car that Lavoie Finicum got out of. And I believe, and we've had eyewitness testimony of two women who were in the car, both said that the reason Lavoie took off, they were sitting there at the prior roadblock, a mile or more up the road. The reason they took off was because, as a driver, Ryan Payne stuck his hand and his head out of the car. They took a shot at him and hit the side mirror of the car. And that's why when he got out of the car, Lavoie took off. And other people have said that he got out of the car knowing Lavoie Finicum. He probably got out of the car because he was trying to draw fire away from the people in the car. Once they shot Lavoie Finicum, then they went after the car. Maybe now it's a danger because they've got eyewitnesses to a murder in there. Maybe that's why they shot it. Now, the other thing that happens coming up at Laurel, okay, stop it right there. That guy who comes up out of the woods right there, he is pointing at Lavoie Finicum, and he's got his own fellow officers in a crossfire if he misses Lavoie Finicum. Now, we can't tell when those shots are done because the FBI conveniently doesn't give us any sound on this. But now we know that he's been shot 9 times. Was he, when his hands came down, was that in reaction to being shot? We can't know that, because the FBI won't show us that. The FBI lied initially and said three shots were fired. Then when they questioned him further, when they released this, the FBI said, well, it would be in the single digits. They put nine shots in LaVoy Finnegan by himself. And then you can see afterwards, with the snow that is hitting the vehicle, they continue with a barrage of shooting at the vehicle, according to the eyewitness testimony. And you can even see it on the video. They're throwing grenades, flash grenades at him, tear gas grenades at the people who are in the car. They never did anything. They never did any shooting. They were known by the law enforcement officers exactly who they were, where they were going. They did not need to resolve this in a violent way. If you were somebody who is an occupier and you hate these people because they're farmers and that, you need to understand that we all need to stand together against the excessive use of force. We cannot tolerate this because you don't agree with somebody politically. It's beyond that. It's like saying we're going to let Obama do whatever he wants on this particular issue because I agree with him on that issue. Or we're not going to let him because I don't agree with him on that issue, but we're going to let the Republicans do it when they come in. That's what. So we need to understand that executive orders countermanding the wishes of our elected officials are wrong, regardless of what you think about the issue. That's where we need to come down on this. That's where we need to understand. We have to have a rule of law. We have to have a rule of law when we create the laws. We have to have the rule of law when we enforce the laws. When we look at a shooting like this, it ought to make you sick. It shouldn't be celebrated on social media like we're seeing from the lefties, calling them Y'al-Qaeda. They were not violent. The only people who used violence were the government. They were protesters. They have a constitutional right to peaceful assembly. It should never have been resolved this way. I think it would have been far better if instead of taking over that wildlife refuge, they should never have done that. They should have gone around and held these meetings without having taken over that refuge. But that's when they became really dangerous to Governor Kate Brown. That's what they were really concerned about. Let me tell you, when they go to a neighboring county where the sheriff is sympathetic to the use of natural resources and tries, deputizes some citizens to have a natural resource committee to try to work with the federal government to try to keep these people on the land, and that gets shut down by a judge. The Oregon state government, the federal government, they're working together to put these people off the land, to shut down the land rights because they want to take away the economy there. They want to get the people off the land. They want to shut down any kind of surface or mineral rights that people have had for generations. Shut down the economy. They can turn this over to the federal government, and then people like Harry Reid or John McCain can sell these mineral rights to foreign corporations like they're doing in Arizona. Resolution Copper, they're going to go in. They're going to destroy this area. It's a recreational area. It is an historical area to the Indians. It's a religious area to the Indians. And it's a beautiful, pristine wilderness. They're going to turn this over to a foreign copper company that is going to turn this into a giant crater with the kind of radical mining that they would never allow anybody in the United States to do. But once they get this into a mass, they're no longer worried about the environment, okay? Understand, that is simply a beer, just like we saw in Nevada. So that's what you need to be concerned about. There's so many multiple levels here in this story. We could just camp out on this one story forever, but we can't. There are other things that are happening to us and around us, and we need to cover the big picture. But you need to take a look at this. Do not let this murder go unanswered, uninvestigated. They won't show the car. We can't see how many bullets there are in the car. They've held this car from people. So they are not playing openly with the American people. When the FBI agent who is narrating this low-resolution, soundless film says that LaVoy Finnegan is trying to run down their agent when he swerved to avoid the cars that are doing the roadblock there, and you have an agent who jumps out from behind the cars in the roadblock, leaps out in front of his vehicle, and then he turns farther to the left to try to avoid him. And that's absolute insanity. I don't know what that agent is thinking. I don't know what the agent is thinking when he breaks cover and gets behind this so-called dangerous car, or the other agent that comes in and exposes his guys to crossfire, starts shooting at the direction of LaVoy Finnegan and his own fellow agents at the same time. At the very least, this is Keystone Cops. At the worst, it's premeditated murder. Now, let's go back to your calls. Let's go to the next one. We don't have any time for calls. We're going to take the calls when we come back. Real quickly, you know, when we look at this, one of the things that came out of this election last night, comments from Russell Berman on The Atlantic, he said, Microsoft says the outages of the GOP reporting website were the result of the two parties' overwhelmed servers, not its own technology. Of course, we would never have a problem with Microsoft, the people who gave us Windows, the people who made this whole process so complicated and so vulnerable, and that was by design. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, lesson number one in relationships, send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. The pros at ProFlowers will help you deliver at Valentine's Day. And right now, you can get her one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for just $19.99. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for just $19.99. Let the pros help you win this Valentine's Day. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9999. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 9999.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to get back to your calls, I promise. We're going to go first to Ann in California. Real quickly, before we do, there's a 24-hour flash sale on Silver Bullet. Right now we have it at 15% off at InfoWarsLife.com. And if you sign up for AutoShip, with Silver Bullet, you get an additional 10% off. So that's 15% off plus 10% off if you sign up for auto ship. And again, Silver Bullet is our concentrated formula of powerful 30 parts per million silver in a base of deionized water. It stores for years, and it is something that is essential to have on hand. You can get it right now, just a 24-hour flash sale at InfoWarsLife.com. 15% off, plus an additional 10% off if you sign up for AutoShip to resupply on a monthly basis. Let's go now to Ann in California. Thank you, Ann, for waiting for so long. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. And I'd like to say I also want to thank you and InfoWars for speaking truth to tyranny in this country.
Well, thank you. We try.
I was listening to you talk about. I am going to talk about the primaries and what happened in Iowa. But just a side note about Oregon. I think that's a perfect microcosm of what is going wrong with this country. They take American citizens and they turn them into caricatures, which makes them non-human people, and so therefore you can do whatever you want to them. And
first they assassinate your character, then they assassinate you. Exactly. Yeah, it's a long technique. Exactly. Yeah.
And I must say, I am for Donald Trump, and I first was like Rand Paul, and but in one of the debates, I think he took a wrong turn, and so I went for Trump. And what I wanted to get across is this. I was watching one of the debates, and in the debate, Ted Cruz had mentioned to Donald Trump that his mother was Scottish. And the day before that, I just finished watching the movie Braveheart. And what came to my mind was the word freedom when he yells it out at the end. And I think that also spelled it out for me, that this is what this country is looking for. It's looking for someone that wants to yell out freedom and liberty and get back to the fundamentals of our country where I grew up in, where the civil rights movement was able to come into fruition, and we got all these positive things from it. But I think what we're doing now is we're taking all these good things and they're twisting them, like the EPA. It's in, if you look at the EPA, it's a good idea, but they're taking it and they're making it not such a good idea. And that's where.
Or you take something like free trade. Donald Trump is probably the only candidate there, except perhaps Rand Paul, who would oppose the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Transatlantic Partnerships. Understand, they're not even partnerships. They're treaties, and the Congress has already voted to ignore the constitutional process for treaties. But it's also about our sovereignty. If you want free trade, you don't need to have a several thousand-page document, four times the collected works of William Shakespeare. You don't need something like that to create free trade. You just have free trade. So to say that this is about free trade or not free trade is a head fake. It's a beard. It's not true. You need to look at what is underlying this. This is about far more than that. It's about our own sovereignty. It's about taking over the internet. It's about taking over our free speech, our freedom to own things, about establishing a copyright. Now, Donald Trump opposes that simply by saying it's a bad deal. Okay, he doesn't get into all of the details of it. I wish he would talk about that, but that's not his style. He just simply says it's a bad deal. But it's our only chance, really, to shut down the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And Ann, when you talk about the debate, when Cruz said, well, it came up in the context of who was a natural-born citizen. He says, well, your mother was a Scot. And, you know, she was an American citizen by the time Donald Trump was born. And on his father's side, it goes back to the 1880s. Donald Trump was born in America. Both of his parents were American citizens at the time of his birth, and that's typical of the kind of sly, evasive answers that we've seen from Ted Cruz, the lying, evasive answers. This professor, Lawrence Tribe at Harvard, said, look, you can believe that that's important or not important. Lawrence Tribe said, I don't care about the natural-born citizen, but he goes, Ted Cruz tells us the kind of Supreme Court judge that he would appoint would be a constitutionalist, a strict originalist. And he goes, the kind of judge that Ted Cruz tells us that he would support would say that Ted Cruz is not a natural-born citizen. It's just that clear. So if Ted Cruz, who has argued before the Supreme Court about issues, why can't he tell us that the basis for why he is a natural born citizen, having been born in Canada, where his father was a Canadian citizen and his mother was an American citizen living in Canada. Why can't he tell us his constitutional basis for why he's eligible to even run for president? Instead, what he does is he muddies the water by saying your mother was Scottish, not saying that she was an American citizen at the time, saying your mother is Scottish, and that would mean that Marco Rubio couldn't even run. Well, yeah, Marco Rubio is an anchor baby. He was born in America, but his parents weren't citizens at the time. As Wayne Madsen pointed out, we've got to take a look at how they got here. They were working for the casino mobster Meyer Lansky in Cuba and then moved to Vegas. That's their background. Thank you so much. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Richard Reeves, who was in Iowa yesterday. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Paid for by Bonner and Partners, an independent research firm.
Fed up after years spent fighting big government in Washington, D.C., a multimillionaire businessman has spent the last 30 years tracking an obscure threat to America. Today, he says it's about to reach a sudden and disturbing conclusion. If he's right, your way of life is about to change very suddenly. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, to your retirement, and the family you want to protect. Now, he's made predictions like this before, and he was right then, too. A few years ago, he warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, he warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. A free video he's released online details everything you need to know at dollardownfall.com. Now, maybe you'll disagree with his conclusions, but first, you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. Just go to dollardownfall.com. That's dollardownfall.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me now in studio is Richard Reeves, our reporter who's on the ground in Iowa last night and prior to that, and he's going to be going to New Hampshire to cover what's happening there up to and including the election that's going on in New Hampshire. Welcome back, Richard. You just got off the plane.
Yes, sir. We just arrived just about 45 minutes ago, got our bag and got over here, did a quick shave, but anyway,
well,
that's not what
the
folks came to hear.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, a lot of information to download about the Iowa caucuses last night. I was able to stream a little bit of the show earlier with Alex talking about the Microsoft angle,
mm-hmm.
the potential fraud in so many ways. You had people on the Ted Cruz, you know, I don't know how extensive it was, but Ted Cruz workers that were at Cox's saying that Ben Carson had dropped out.
Yes, we've heard about that.
Come Ted Cruz's way. We don't know how vast that was. But one thing we can talk about that I know did happen is ever since last Thursday when we had Donald Trump do the alternative event, raising the money for the veterans, stepping out of the Fox News debate, we've had the media start saying, Marco Rubio is having a surge. Marco Rubio's having a surge. Marco Rubio's having a surge. You know, just over and over and over.
At the very least, that's push-pulling.
Exactly.
At the very least.
That's definitely, it's driving an audience. Because remember this. Let's go on the Wayback Machine, folks. Remember this, guys. A lot of you guys were listeners in 2008, and you were working for the Ron Paul campaign. And you remember that late November of 2007... in December 2007, Mike Huckabee is on a surge. Mike Huckabee's on a surge. Mm-hmm. Mike Huckabee's on a surge, and then voila, Mike Huckabee wins the Iowa caucuses.
Yeah, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, and of course, you know, they can move things a little bit using that technique, and then they can move things a little bit with their control of the election situation, as we've seen with Hillary. I mean, it's really obvious that the Democrats are hopping mad. As I pointed out last night, it's going to be interesting to see whether the Microsoft can be the blue screen of death for Bernie Sanders.
You know? Right. And we'll talk about the Democrat race in a little bit, but I want to kind of elaborate a little bit more on what I saw. Is I want to use the Wayback Machine a little bit more about regarding the Marco Rubio surge and the Ted Cruz number one result, Donald Trump number two. Is in 2010, we had a race here in Texas, the governor's race with Rick Perry. It was a three-way race. We actually had an independent candidate that was running named Deborah Medina.
I know her.
And I did a YouTube video. I did a YouTube video Saturday about this, and we didn't get it uploaded yet, but it'll be uploaded soon, where I do kind of an analysis of the phenomenon that what I think part of what happened. I think it's a confluence of things. I think it's Microsoft. I think it's all this stuff combined put together, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But
They never do. They never put all their cards on just one horse. I mean, they don't use just one strategy. That's why we need to be smart and not just use one strategy. They use multiple. It's a multi-pronged attack.
Okay? It is. It's
air, land, and sea.
It's wheels within wheels, folks. Yeah. It's wheels within wheels. We've said it right here on the stage before that politically we have been the JV team for many years. We need to graduate to pro because that's who we're up against. We're against professional political teams. Now, one of the things, going back to this 2010 thing I wanted to explain about, is where Rick Perry had two competitors, Deborah Medina, which was an independent candidate, and then he had an unknown Democrat. Deborah Medina, as an independent candidate, was better known, more well-known here in Texas than Chris Bell. Most people in Texas, Chris Bell, you know, doesn't even ring a bell. You know, I mean, they didn't know who he was. So what happened, though, is Rick Perry, starting about 2 months before the general election in 2010, started just bombarding negative attacks on Chris Bell. Chris Bell. And also, it was the ads were designed to scare would-be Deborah Medina voters back into the Rick Perry camp.
Yeah.
And they were also designed to fire up whatever Democrats thinking, oh, you know what? Chris Bell might actually have a chance in the state of Texas. Let's get behind him.
Mm-hmm.
So that dropped. You know, Deborah Medina at one point in 2010 was polling like close to 30%, which was not that far. It was 5 or 10 points within Rick Perry. And that strategy, though, of Rick Perry's attacks, it was genius, really. I mean, he had plenty of money. He spent money on the ads. He pushed more people into Chris Bell camp. His ads, because they were negative ads, making people fear that, oh, my gosh, if we get split this way and people vote Deborah Medina, that, oh, all of a sudden, no, Deborah Medina won't win. No, Rick Perry won't win. It'll be Chris Bell, a Democrat, that'll win. So that scared people back into the Rick Perry camp. So that's kind of what I saw happen
in that
the battle between Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio. Is that kind of fired up both those camps, the Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio camp, and then the Donald Trump camp thinking, hey, you know, the polls were all saying they're going to win, So therefore, they don't make the phone calls. Yeah. They don't knock on the doors. Mm-hmm. And so that's part of the game, too.
Now, in that race with Deborah Medina, didn't Glenn Beck have her on and talk to her about being a 9/11 truther or whatever, and then she got kind of wishy-washy about that, and that really kind of split her sport? Didn't that happen?
Unfortunately, yeah. Deborah Medina was not prepared for the 9/11 question, even
yeah.
though I personally had discussed with staff close to her, be ready for 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And Glenn Beck.
Though it was Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck.
Who
Glenn
did
Beck
that, yeah.
torpedoed.
You can always count on Glenn to be there.
Glenn Beck torpedoed Deborah Medina, and also Mark Davis up in Dallas mm-hmm. on a big one of those big AM affiliates there.
Well, I think it's really huge, the things that we saw Ted Cruz do, and I just mentioned it with one of the callers when the issue of natural born citizen came up. His idea was to muddy the water by saying, well, then that means that Marco Rubio couldn't run, and that means that even you couldn't run, Donald, because your mother is Scottish, even though she was an American citizen at the time of his birth, and he was born in America and so forth. So he muddies the water. He doesn't give us a clear statement as to why he thinks he is a natural-born citizen. Instead, he does this kind of evasive stuff. We see what he did with the Flyer, and then what he did with Ben Carson was one of the dirtiest, most classical dirty tricks I've seen, telling everybody right as the caucus is starting, sending out social media statements, and from people who are supporting him, Steve King, who's very well known in Iowa, a state representative there, or congressman, I don't know what his position. Anyway,
David, okay, yeah. Now,
and doing that at the time because they were dividing the Christian vote, and that's the huge thing in Iowa. That's one of the reasons why Iowa is not very predictive of future success for Republican nominees, is because it's a small party and it's heavily been taken captive by the Christian kingmakers there.
Right, and unfortunately I've been on the road, so bring me up to speed. How widespread was this situation with Ted Cruz and his minions working the caucuses, giving the caucuses misinformation about Ben Carson? Do we know how widespread that was?
I don't know how widespread it was, but it was Steve King who tweeted it out, and that was also on the Cruz Facebook, saying, you know, he's leaving the campaign, so you need to stick with the person who is going to be here after this, and that real person is Ted Cruz. So they're telling everybody that Carson is dropping out, so tell all of your caucus voters to do this. So if Steve King does this and Cruz does this, the people who were there at the caucus with their phones are going to know this, and they did it as the caucus was starting at 7:01, and after Steve King puts this back out. And Steve King did that after the Carson campaign came back and said, no, I'm not getting out. So he did know that that was the situation. So I find that very telling. It's the sort of thing, I've always had a bad feeling about Ted Cruz. I've always felt that he was adopting some libertarian positions just so he could take that momentum away from Rand Paul. I felt like he really didn't have his heart in it when he's talking about auditing the Fed. He doesn't bother to show up for that. Just so many different issues, but it's the dirtiness of this campaign that...
Right, well, I guess
yeah.
Where the final straw on that will come out is if we find out if Steve King was the one that really came up with that idea and fired it independently, or, you know, was he under the watchful eye of Senator Ted Cruz himself? That's
yeah.
where we're going to find out. So I'm sure that'll come out as time goes by. So I'll tell you what, there's a cornucopia of angles about the Iowa caucuses, but here's an overall good thing that I would say is what I keep looking at and I keep talking about are when you add up the anti-establishment poll numbers, perceived anti-establishment, Trump, Carson, Cruz, Fiorina, Rand Paul, when you add those up, it came up to right about 67-68%.
Mm.
So that's a supermajority. It's just right over that two-thirds threshold. You know, if we see it drop down to 65 or 60, that gives Marco Rubio the lane he needs. Folks, we need to, at one point, I was seeing those numbers for anti-establishment candidates when you added them all up. At one point, I was seeing that as high as 75-80%.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of back down a little mm-hmm. bit. And now we've got supposed real results to look at with the Iowa caucuses to get these anti-establishment votership percentages. So,
and of course, Sanders, I would say, is anti-establishment. I don't support Sanders because I don't support socialism. But nevertheless, what we're seeing here is the machine, the Democrat machine, coming to bear with all of its power. We saw them doing it in terms of cutting down the number of debates, scheduling them on weekends and on, you know, the Saturday, last Saturday before Christmas, on a night when they're having football playoffs and so forth, only doing four of them. They're going to do an additional one. But nevertheless, they're pulling out every stop from every angle. We see this stuff about the coin tosses, the corn tosses, I guess it's Iowa, right?
They might as well do corn over there.
Corn
I love the people of Iowa. They were great.
Yeah.
Fantastic folks in Iowa. We've got a ton of Info Warriors over there, Alex Jones fans. I can't tell you how many people walked up. You know, they see the flag on the microphone. They don't necessarily recognize me yet because I haven't been on that much. But when they see that flag on that microphone, they make a beeline to me and, you know, say hello, shake my hand, and they all want to say, you know, hey, tell Alex hello. So, folks, right now I'm telling Alex hello for you guys.
That's great. Now, you know, we've got these articles. Like, here's one from USA Today talking about the improbability of the coin toss, the fact she won six in a row, but also the fact that in these various caucus locations, precincts, they have one in particular where all of a sudden they do a count and then they do a recount after they redistribute the Martin O'Malley votes, and now there's 60 votes that are apparently missing, but Hillary comes up in the lead. We see this happening in multiple places. You've got Microsoft coming in, offering an application. Look, all we're doing is we're doing simple addition and then transmitting a number to another location. How complicated is that task? You don't need computers and iPhone apps and tablets. You don't need all of this stuff to just do simple addition, to write a number down, take a picture of it, send it as a text file, send it as an email, ask Hillary how to send emails. You know, you can do it that way.
You would do Snapchat.
So, you know, I mean, the system that they had before where they got to use a touch tone phone and key in numbers, I understand that's a stupid idea, okay? There's a number of ways going back, even if you want to go back to old fax machine technology. There's no reason that you need to have Microsoft interject itself in here. They complicate it, and that is by design.
Well, it is by design, and I'm sure they've probably violated laws because, David, that's like I've worked as an election judge this upcoming first Tuesday in March here in Texas. I won't be the election judge itself, but I will be the Republican alternate judge. I can't be electioneering. I can't be saying, hey, guys, when you're coming in the door, by the way, so-and-so is going to win.
That's right.
You know, so,
yeah, there's no campaigning within a certain number of feet of the...
That's right. You can't be wearing buttons and signs, and you can't have all that stuff. It's got to be a certain distance away. And so Microsoft, in their fiduciary responsibility to be running this Iowa event, I think a lawsuit needs to be brought. Why they haven't talked to lawyers already, I don't know.
Somebody see the Microsoft candidate's doing incredibly well. Marco Rubio, all of a sudden coming from very low in the polls, a very distant third, coming up to a very close third, close to a second poll.
And I tell you, Marco Rubio did not do near the work that, I mean, Ted Cruz, hey, by the way, Ted Cruz, I do want to congratulate you for winning Iowa caucus because he did the work. I'm telling you, he shook out of all the Republican candidates, probably out of any candidates, Ted Cruz shook the most hands, looked the most people in Iowa in the eyes, said hello, took a question. You know, he did the full Grassley, the 99 counties. And so, you know, he had the turnouts. He had the turnouts. So, you know, he legitimately earned that victory. So you really kind of had three styles of campaign in operation. You had Ted Cruz on the ground, and I'm sure he had on-air ads, et cetera, TV, you name it, interviews on Fox, CNN, all that. But then Donald Trump with the air campaign, where he does a flyover in Dubuque, Iowa with the Trump Boeing and has massive crowds and all that. But basically, all the neocon candidates, including Marco Rubio, pretty much for most of the month of January were not present in Iowa.
Yeah.
Marco, I mean, he had good turnout in his events. But I'll give you an example with Marco Rubio. We attended an event for Marco Rubio Sunday at the DoubleTree Hotel in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. He probably had a crowd of 500 or 600 on a Sunday afternoon, and I think it's about 3 p.m. In that range. And then yesterday, Monday afternoon at 1:30, Donald Trump has 1,000 people.
Yeah.
On a work day.
Yeah.
You know, when people are not necessarily free to attend, they're there. He's got double the people on a schedule that, you know, hey, people should be at work or business, taking care of things like that. So that gives you an idea of the difference in crowd levels. And
of course, I remember, 4 years ago when Santorum supposedly won. You know, he walks in the night before into a bar with his crew, and everybody's yelling at him, shut up, sit down, we can't see the television. They don't know who care who he is. And yet you've got Ron Paul with massive crowds, but then, you know, somehow Santorum wins that. But I want to talk about what they did with the building expectations, because this is another classical technique, just like we saw with Ted Cruz at the last minute, releasing something negative or telling a lie about some other candidate, which is just what they did at the caucus, telling people that Ben Carson was dropping out. The other classic technique that they use is to inflate expectations for a candidate artificially and with the mainstream media. And then when that candidate doesn't meet those expectations, then they say, loser, loser. That's what they did to Donald Trump.
Exactly.
They come out and they say, look, you know, he's got momentum. He's like 3 or 4 points ahead of Cruz and Iowa. Now that's within the margin of error. So the pollsters and the corporations are not hanging themselves out on a limb. They're still saying, well, that's within the margin of error. Okay. But they use it to say that he's got momentum. And then when it goes the other way, and instead of him being 3% ahead, he's 3% behind and comes in second, they say, look at this. He's a loser. He's lost it all. I guess it's time for him to throw in the towel. That's right. What I'm hearing throughout the mainstream media. You know, when you turn on NPR, all the rest of them, it's like, oh, Donald Trump is just out of it.
Basically,
now.
Right now, if you take this segment that we just started from the bottom of this hour until right now in its totality, then basically we've almost exposed the whole New World Order modus operandi on all this stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a classic technique. We know how they use polls. I mean, one of the other things that they'll typically do is do a push poll the day of and start calling people up and say, you know, did you know that this guy was caught robbing banks or whatever? And it's totally false. Or what would you think if somebody told you about that? You know, just float something out there and get them to just plant that seed of that idea out there to see if people will get that into their subconscious and then to turn people against that individual. But, yeah, it truly is amazing as to what happened, I think, with the Cruz campaign talking about Ben Carson getting their chief surrogate there in Iowa to repeat that as the caucus is going and sending that out in social media saying, tell everybody at the caucus Ben Carson is dropping out, because he was a big threat to them, because it was that core block of Christian Republicans that really does run the Iowa caucus. The kingmakers that are there. And that's one of the reasons why Iowa has really become irrelevant in terms of the GOP. It's very accurate with the Democrats because it's largely a Democrat state. But when it comes to Republicans, it's very, very inaccurate. And that goes all the way back to Ronald Reagan, who lost to George H.W. Bush in Iowa in 1980 when Reagan went on to win in a landslide the rest of the way. He lost in Iowa by 2 points. So it is not over, folks. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here with Richard Reeves, our reporter who just got back from Iowa. He was there last night giving us his insight into that. We want to go back and talk about the Democrats. We also have some callers on the line. We're going to try to at least get to Adam in Iowa to get his impression about what's going on there. Real quickly, before we do, we have a 24-hour flash sale. That's why I want to let you know about it. It's only for today. Just for the next 24 hours only, you can get Silver Bullet for 15% off. And if you sign up for AutoShip, you can get an additional 10% off. So it's 15% off plus an additional 10% off if you get AutoShip. And, of course, that Silver Bullet are concentrated colloidal silver that is concentrated to 30 parts per million in a deionized water base. It stores for years. Again, you can get that for 15% off, an additional 10% off just for the next 24 hours at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, Richard, you wanted to mention what's going on with the Democrats. We've got Bernie Sanders, people who are hopping mad, and they wanted to give Hillary a victory, razor-thin victory, as they were announcing her victory. Actually, was actually taking credit for the victory. I heard this as I was on my way home last night, her victory speech.
Well, basically, in a nutshell, a year ago, could we have imagined this situation?
Yeah.
So, to me, it's like, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Victory is, I mean, you know, victory for Bernie Sanders on the Democrat side. It is very super possible. Hillary is probably not going to make it. You know, she's got so many straws on that camel's back that I'll tell you
it
what.
It was very telling. She comes out and says, whoa, you know, feel really, I don't know if she said lucky or whatever, but dodged that bullet essentially. And taking credit for a victory while it was still up in the air, literally with coin tosses and other things. When he came on, he was very very reasonable. He said, well, it looks very close. It looks like it's essentially a 50-50. The results are not in, so forth and so on. And congratulated O'Malley for running an issues-based campaign and so forth. He was a real gentleman about it. But, of course, for Hillary, it was all about Hillary. It was classic Hillary Clinton.
Well, I'll tell you what. Donald Trump is really the one that put Bernie Sanders in the position to be able to challenge Hillary when they had that brouhaha in late December, early January about the misogynist when Trump fired back about Hillary being psychological, you know.
Because Hillary is just women. So weak. I mean, Bernie is so weak, he will not.
So all in all, it's good. Plus, Bernie has a war chest. He has, I think the number is 3.5 million donations at the average of $27 a piece.
Yeah, real grassroots.
Put them, you know, in that $80 to $90 million range. Let's take that call, David.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in Iowa. Adam.
Yes, this is a question for Richard. We have 5 million people in the state of Iowa, and 1,406 Democrats voted, 550,000 Republicans voted. What's the, I mean, that's too big a difference. We have 2,500 people in this little town that I'm in, and our school was packed with Democrats. I'm a Republican.
Right. I think what you're looking at is the vote totals are, for the Democrats are put up as delegates, not as raw vote totals, right? Is that correct?
That's probably what the case is, delegates, because what they do is they have a mathematical formula where a certain number of voters equate to a certain delegate.
Yeah, what they do is they have a little bit of a difference. So when they have the Democrat caucus, the Democrats get together, they break into groups, and they're kind of openly negotiating with each other as to who they're going to vote for. Whereas with the Republicans, they have a speech, then they get together and have a traditional secret ballot. They report the number of ballots up, but the Democrats will report the number of delegates won. So the Democrats will apportion the delegates at the precinct level and then report that up. That's why you're seeing the really low numbers for the Democrats. That does look very funny.
Right. And as an example of that, the caucus that we were at, the Democrats had 137 people, bodies for Hillary, 110 bodies for Bernie. But they said that when they divided that out for the delegates, it was 4-4. It was a tie,
yeah,
delegate-wise.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much, Richard Rees. And, of course, you're going to be in New Hampshire covering the candidates, covering the campaign, and covering the election. Join us tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. for the nightly news, the InfoWars nightly news. It'll be hosted by Leanne McAdoo.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.